For WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. A hacker group called Ciberinteligencia SV has exposed sensitive information related to El Salvador's state-operated Bitcoin wallet, Chivo, by leaking part of its source code on a Black Hat hacking crime forum. According to Cointelegraph, the leak follows a series of Chivo hack-related events, including the public exposure of personal data of 5.1 million Salvadorans, almost the entire adult population of the country, earlier this month. El Salvador, which was the first country to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender, has been promoting Chivo as the official Bitcoin wallet for its citizens since 2021. Hackers have been abusing Indian antivirus service eScan for 5 years, delivering updates over HTTP to infect end users with malware. Ars Technica reports that the attackers, who may have ties to the North Korean government, used a man-in-the-middle attack to replace genuine updates with files installing advanced backdoors instead. eScan has delivered updates over HTTP since at least 2019, facilitating the embedding of malware that is known in security circles as GuptiMiner. To Ukraine now, where amid intense Russian missile and drone strikes on critical infrastructure, the Kremlin-controlled hacker group Sandworm has targeted nearly 20 energy facilities across 10 regions of Ukraine. The record reports that the campaign aimed to amplify the impact of the strikes by deploying malware to infect energy, water, and heating suppliers across the country. Sandworm, also known as Black Energy and Seashell Blizzard, has been linked to Russia's main intelligence directorate, or GRU. The U.S. Justice Department has unsealed an indictment charging 4 Iranian nationals for their involvement in a cyber-enabled campaign targeting U.S. government and private entities, including the U.S. Departments of Treasury and State, defense contractors, and 2 New York-based companies. The Treasury Department has announced sanctions against the individuals, with the FBI Cyber Division leading the investigation, and the U.S. Department of State's Rewards for Justice program offering a reward of up to $10 million for information on a group. To the UK now, where a cyber attack on the Leicester City Council has resulted in numerous streetlights remaining illuminated continuously. Described as highly sophisticated, the BBC reports that the breach disrupted council services for weeks, with ongoing effects including the persistent illumination of streetlights. The council took its IT systems offline post-incident, but remains unable to remotely identify faults in the street lighting system. And finally, a security flaw in a smart access control system used in U.S. rental homes permits remote control of any lock in an affected home, with smart lock developer Chirp Systems ignoring requests to fix the issue. TechCrunch reports that the vulnerability, which was highlighted in a security advisory by the U.S. cybersecurity agency CISA, stems from hard-coded credentials improperly stored in Chirp's phone apps. Exploitation of the flaw could grant attackers unrestricted physical access to smart locks connected to Chirp's smart home systems. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The Daily News is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.